Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Over the years, over the 30 years that I've had the pleasure of working with CEOs, presidents, and business owners, one of the issues that business owners always want to talk about is, how can I do more business? How can I make more profit? How can I make more money? And of course, it's important many times to do more business to make money, but one fact is missing, and that is before we start thinking about how we are going to make more money, what we have to look at is what we're currently doing. Many times, there are small changes that you can make in your business that will increase your business, increase your profits. If you're looking at your financial statements, which should be coming out, the year-end financial statements, what did things cost you? What were your sales costs? You know, what in the world in your business are you wasting money on? What are you wasting money on? Things that you've been doing that you've not thought about in years, but we just continue to do them because we've always done them. If we can reduce our expenses just 5%, 5% of your total volume is significant money without even creating one more dollar in business. If we can pay attention to what our sales force is doing, what prospects they're creating, are they seeing the right people? Are we pricing it correctly? Has inflation caught up with us and we not raised our prices? You see, it's important to sit down as the CEO, president, or business owner and really analyze every aspect of your business. Are we selling to the right people? Is our sales force making enough calls, or are they just going through the day in a kind of an easy way, no hurry? Are they running from one part of town to the other? Are they not putting themselves in a position where they're just strategically planning their appointments? Are we wasting money because we have hired people that we just do not need? And you see this all the time. You know, when things are really good, business people start hiring employees. Now, we need to hire employees that we need. We need to update the training of our employees. We need to hire someone when we know that they're just going to add to our business. Maybe we need to add to the sales force. But people just add employees to add employees. And then you'll read a headline that this great big company just laid off 10,000 people. You see it all the time. And you say, well, why did they need those people in the first place? So we need to do things appropriately. We need to have appropriate staffing. We can't have too few people. We need to have an appropriate sales force. We need to think about every single department that we have. Are we operating those departments efficiently? And not only do we need to look at the changes that we need to make to reduce costs, we also need to make changes in the other direction. Where do we need to spend more money so that we can be more efficient, so that we can have more profits? Maybe we need to buy new equipment. Maybe our fleet of vehicles is getting old and costing us a fortune in maintenance. Maybe we aren't really covering the territory and we need a few closers. I didn't say salespeople. I said closers. There's a difference. Closers bring contracts in. Salespeople go out and they just present. Possibly we need to increase our prospecting or our social media presence, or maybe we're spending too much money on social media. So when you look at all of the aspects of your business, you're looking at it both ways. You're saying to yourself, how in the world do I look at this to understand what am I doing? Am I spending the appropriate amount of money? Where is the waste in my business? All right, now I've looked at that and I've made those determinations and I'm not going to make cuts in the business that are going to hurt the business. On the other hand, I need to look at what I need to expand to get to where I need to be, to create the absolute profitable business. And then once we really start getting our business working, once we get everything appropriate, once we get our costs appropriate, once we understand what we're spending, then we grow our business. Because if we grow our business and we're not efficient, we're not spending the right money, we're not cutting the wrong expenses, what's going to happen is that's just going to be more opportunity to lose money. Because if we add business and we don't know what we're doing, we're just compounding the circumstances, the situation. So business is about so much. It's about so many things. But unfortunately, most CEOs, presidents, and business owners don't have an accounting background, and they don't take the time to really think through what their financial statement is, what their costs were, but they do think about growing their business. So before you grow, before you go and add whatever it happens to be, let's take a look at what we have and make sure that we are doing it in the appropriate way for the best results. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.